the Living Council will have veto authority over the wage board, and he doesn't believe that there should be any authority over the wage board. And it's essentially a misunderstanding because it doesn't have veto authority, and the cost council is, at least the way it's understood by our people, is will have no, will not conduct any review of individual cases. It will only review policies and enforce decisions that require government administrative sanctions to make government decisions better. Schultz and the crew are working, me apparently called George twice last night, just furious and said, you know, you just double crossed me and the hell with you and all this stuff. And they think they can, on the merits, straighten out what Meany has agreed to do now is he's going to wait to hear Connolly at 1 o'clock today, and then based on what Connolly has
said. Connolly,
yes, sir.
Right, Bob, good.
That was his decision. Was he wanted, he preferred it at 1 o'clock. We could have done it any time.
Yeah.
But, and that, incidentally, the networks, Kerry, you said noon tomorrow, which works out fine because 1 o'clock is basically noon, and it's noon in the Midwest. And, you know, what time you say is
that.
And the networks all, after you went off the air last night, said CBS News will carry live President or Treasury Secretary Connolly's press conference at 1 o'clock Eastern daylight time tomorrow.
Good.
You know, so they covered that. On the West Coast coverage last night, the networks in their newscasts that were fed to the West Coast, and we checked LA, San Francisco, and Seattle, and it was the same in all three cities. ABC carried 5 minutes and 30 seconds of you direct, plus 1 minute 20 of commentary for a total of 7 minutes. NBC carried 3 minutes of you, plus 1 minute 50 of commentary. CBS carried 7 minutes of you, plus 30 seconds of commentary for 7.5 minutes. So, the local news affiliates out there carry 1 or 2 minutes of you, plus very brief commentary. But that's, I'm surprised they carried anything, because see, they generally do the fill-in around the network news. But what you got is a third, well, it's a fifth to a third to a half of your speech on the network. CBS, which has by far the biggest audience share. It was better than balanced, I think. It was positive.
You think it was positive?
Yeah. And
it was very hard. Early, I thought it was positive.
CBS gave an enormous ride for some reason to Pierre Renfrey, who was going on having an orgasm. He'd think he would announce the second coming of Christ.
And Renfrey got an intercession.
Well, Christ, he was just perfectly undone.
And he's so enthusiastic, too.
Well, he came through that. You know, he said that millennium is upon us. And the overall news coverage, I think, it was better than balanced. Very much better than balanced.
How did you like that news hour?
I think it's good.
Don't you think we had a pretty big audience?
I find a hard time. Now, the next thing I want to get, we won't have that for a couple of days, is that we're just the audience rating. See what kind of audience we did have. I would guess we had a damn big audience. West came on at 4:30 and announced businessmen who wanted to see it could by seeing it at their offices. It's just this way. Well, I've got another one here. I've told him on this one, I don't want to send it in. It's what it is it's a report that Tony Jurek says that your bureaucracy is self-destructive.
Barring harm, I know it.
And I said, the president knows that. What do you want him to do about it?
Jurek is, of course, basically, you know, I'm all aware of that. It's, you know, he's like, George, you're talking to Ken, and they're both the same.
Well, there's another thing here. Alex Johnson shafted him by telling the Koreans that
We got to meet. Have you guys been on every damn thing about everything? How would you know all these things, man? I hope Kissinger's in this truck.
He is. And I got Kissinger with him this morning. Again, and I told Pete that I didn't see anyone putting the second memorandum in, and he said, okay.
Well, I agree completely. I'm doing my best.
I said, you know.
Please.
That. And I said, so they're bad guys. Now, what do you want the president to do?
Morning is
that we sure shouldn't go on the assumption that we have to get meaning on our side of this.
No, sir.
That it may be desirable to have, right now you're riding pretty high.
I think so.
And it's a pretty good time for me to be dragging his feet and for you to say, fine, if you're going to drag your feet, we'll go ahead without you.
That's right.
We can't let the interests of the American people be succumbed to the vanity of one old man.
One leader, one leader. Selfish vain old man.
The problem is that there's a pure, apparently, and I think undoubtedly, an agreement that all of the key labor people have agreed to take their signal from me. They've all said nothing. Fitzsimmons said it looked, called privately and said it looked okay to him, but he will not make a public statement yet. Nor will Abel or Woodcock or Smith. They're going to see that you've announced it. You put it as a tripartite board, which is exactly what they wanted. And it was reported that Meany accepted it.